We welcome to the program State Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th. Good afternoon to you, sir. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, you know, I think it's going pretty good. Super busy right now, every day on the floor in Ways and Means, going like crazy. I was able to step out of Ways and Means real quick while the D's are still caucusing on some really bad bills that we've got some amendments on. So they've got to figure out what they're going to do.
Now, Senator Dozier, you're also part of the capital budget process. And let's start with that, because it turned a few heads when a bipartisan capital budget was released from the Senate, with yourself and Senator Schessler from the 9th on it, as well as your Democrat counterparts in the Capital Budget Committee. And it came in at about $7.3 billion, which was a bit less than what the original budget that was thrown out by Democrats was. It seemed that it was very welcome to see a bipartisan capital budget proposal that seemed to address more issues and less questionable programs. Talk to us about the process. How did you get there? And what has the reception been, especially based on the governor's recent comments about his budgetary desires?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Rob, when we started with this, what we got was two different budget proposals from outgoing Governor Inslee. He gave us one, his so-called book one budget proposal. Then he gave a book two, meaning what he would do with increased taxes and how much more he would spend. Basically, we started the process by looking at that and wiping it clean. And then we just went straight in and looking at the requests from agencies that came in, knowing what our limit was that we could spend. And so we have a variety of funding sources, from certain cash sources, but then also being able to bond. But we also come up against a bonding level, a debt limit. So that's how we started it. And we came out with a $7.3 billion Senate budget. Like I said, it's bipartisan. This was actually a very good committee to be on.
So what are some of the projects that will that are proposed in this budget that will address needs, say, in Eastern Washington?
Well, I think we're pretty fortunate, especially in the 16th district and in the Tri-Cities area, where we've got three legislative districts there, and we're able to pull a lot of these projects for the Tri-Cities area. I know from on my side of things on the 16th, which is also a crossover with the 15th and 8th, we were able to get more money for the Tri-Cities recovery again this year, which is really good, the mental health there. And that has been good. We've been able to fund it, I think, 3 years in a row. Money's going to the Children's Museum. I'm not sure what all Senator DeBenke's requests were. I didn't look at that, all of his either. But those are some real good projects that we have within the Tri-Cities region. Walla Walla, we were able to do some good funding projects over there as well, too, that I'm looking forward to, with like the Christian Aid Center. And that's the thing about this capital budget. I mean, it's for construction, it's for projects, it's for building things. And so it makes it a little bit easier to come on a bipartisan effort. And with the group that we had this year, with the four of us, we covered every part of the state, whether it was water issues, housing issues, mental health, schools. A lot of money went into schools, school construction. So very good budget. But we differ from the House, because they want to spend quite a bit more and in different areas.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th here on The Bottom Line. Senator, obviously, Senate Democrats in general elected to the legislature, not very happy right now. Governor Ferguson, in the last few days, basically slapped down their budget proposals, saying he refuses to go along with a wealth tax, and he is certainly looking for other ways to be cost conscious and not raise a significant amount of taxes. Maybe they're taking their ire out in other ways, as of course, media is no longer allowed in the wings of the chambers. That another recent development that the Democrats put forward. What's the tone been like across the aisle after the governor basically shot down their big grab, their big overreach?
The whole tone when we came out with these operating budgets, both House and Senate, and you're right, with the governor's comments that he made, they have been scrambling. When we've been on the floor last week, a lot of times their budget on the Senate floor, their budget team was over in the wings in an office and have to run back in to take votes on the floor, trying to figure out what they're going to do. And, you know, basically, when we look at some of the tax proposals, which is going to be $21 billion on the Senate side of increased taxes, the ones that are really getting the most highlights are obviously the wealth tax and then the other employee type tax. But the ones that concern me the most, and I brought this up this morning in a meeting that we had, are the ones that are going to hit the middle income, lower income. It is the property tax and the B&O tax. Nobody's talking about these two, but that's an immediate tax. And if you look at the House proposal, it would cap it at 3%, but you look at the Senate proposal, it's uncapped. It would go on basically inflation plus population. And over the past 10 years, that's run at 4.5%. And 2 years ago, it exceeded 10%. So I am more concerned about those taxes that are going to hit the everyday working people that can't afford it right now.
Now, Senator, I can tell you, they may not be talking about it over there, but we've been talking about it ad nauseum over here. Because that property tax is going to create a whole another class of homeless, and that's called those on a fixed income. So, believe me, we very much have been talking about that property tax increase that they're throwing around, because senior citizens and others on a fixed income will wind up losing their homes if that goes through.
Yep. Hey, I just got a phone call. We're headed back to the floor right now, or to Ways and Means. Sorry, but I got to go and start voting again.
Nope, go right ahead. Appreciate your time, Senator.
You bet. See y'all.
Take care.
Thanks.
And that's the crazy of the session.
Live action.
Yep. So appreciate Senator Dozier taking some time to join us.